Good evening. You're listening to Panhandle Community Radio, and it is time for Know Your States, Know Your Community. I'm Jack Peterson, and I'm here with Jim Healy, and we are talking each Wednesday all winter long with two representatives each week from each of the 50 states in our country, one person from each state, and hopefully we find one person from each state who now lives or at least has a connection to North Idaho. Tonight we're talking to, first, someone from the Evergreen State, the Chinook State, the 13th most populous state in our country, with a population approaching now 8 million people. The 42nd state, inducted into the Union on November 11th, 1889, the state of Washington. And our Washingtonian is Todd Crossett. Hello, Todd. Thank you for being here.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Where in Washington did you grow up?
So not very far away. I grew up just outside of Spokane, Washington, just south.
I've heard of it.
Spokane. You've heard of it, yeah.
I'm going to check that on a map.
Just outside of Spokane.
Yeah, so I was born in Spokane, and I went to school at Freeman, which is just a little community just south and east of Spokane.
In the Spokane Valley?
South of the Spokane Valley, yeah.
So Spokane was like a big city.
Yeah, I grew up pretty close. So I was just outside of Spokane, and I went to school about 30 minutes south of where I grew up.
Okay. So growing up, did you spend much time in Spokane?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Quite a lot. Yeah.
And what was it like growing up in your small little town?
Well, Spokane was really my town. I guess It was lovely, right? It was Expo 74 was when I was between second and third grade, and so we went and spent the whole summer running around there. It was just really full of neighborhoods and it was just, I guess it's hard to describe the place where you grew up. It was very comfortable and home-like, and it was also very close to North Idaho. So I always kind of felt like, I also sort of grew up here. So my mom was actually born in Sandpoint, her parents came to Spokane during World War II to build aircraft. My dad's parents settled north of Spokane. So I was always, this whole area feels like home. So we spent, weekends in North Idaho. My grandmother grew up on a farm just here in Dover, where the base of the trails are right now, at the base of Syringa was the old farmhouse. So we would come and we would spend, time at the farm, and we had a little cabin up at Priest Lake. And so it was very much just this sort of this whole area. There was a lot going on in Spokane growing up as a kid. I was in a dance group all the way through high school. That's actually still going on today.
You still dancing?
I am, actually. After a long hiatus, there's a part of a dance group back in Spokane now that does swing dancing.
How large was your graduating class?
We had 54 in our graduating class.
54.
Middle of the pack for the people we're talking to, kind of.
It was a small, pretty small little school just outside of Spokane.
So you spent a lot of time up here in Sandpoint, Priest River, this area. Did a lot of your friends have connections or roots up here? Or when you came up here, was it a different world?
That's a really good question. Yeah, I think a lot of my friends had connections or spent time here, right? Mm-hmm. I grew up skiing, and so a lot of our friends coming to Schweitzer, that was sort of the premier place to go skiing. Mount Spokane was the place in our backyard, which is actually the first peak in the Selkirk Range, Mount Spokane. I think a lot of our friends, although interesting, Spokane is really sort of at a crossroads. So if you go, a lot of my friends actually also grew up farming. So Freeman is right on the edge of a farming community. So if you go south of Spokane, you're in the Palouse, which is major farming country, wheat, lentils, peas, things like that. If you go west, you're into the Columbia Basin. If you go east and north, you're back into the Selkirks and the mountains and the lakes.
It's an interesting time to have grown up in Eastern Washington, especially with the Expo was a big deal, a revitalization of Spokane and or a big change to the downtown core when that came to town.
Yeah, it was huge. I was pretty small. Like I said, I was nine when Expo happened, and so I remember vaguely the Havermill Island and that whole downtown core being really industrial, lots of train tracks. And I remember as a little kid, it almost seemed a little scary. It was just really very industrial. And then the Expo project was this huge thing. And it's really lovely that they've kept it all these years as a really vital downtown core.
Riverfront Park, which didn't exist until then and then was kind of built for that event.
Yeah. And it seems like, it's still part of the center piece, and I think Spokane, at least in my opinion, is just becoming increasingly cool as a little town.
Yeah, well, growing up there, I guess it depends on what years you were there. But what was your memory of kind of? Were you there during a period of economic decline for the city or change revitalization? What it was certainly after kind of the peak of the manufacturing days in Spokane, or the timber mills and the other economic product of that city.
Yeah, I'm not that old. Yeah. I might look that old, but I'm not that old.
No,
it was, and I suppose being a kid, you don't realize stuff. So I grew up in Spokane in the late 60s, the 70s, and the 80s. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the 70s, there's stagflation. Of the 70s, the World Fair, obviously, that was a huge piece of change and a huge revitalization. So things seemed really fresh and moving and shaking. At the same time, it was hard times for very tumultuous times for the country. The early 80s, we had, 12 or 13 recessions that actually happened within a few years there, late 70s, early 80s. And my dad and my grandfather had a boat dealership there. And so obviously that's one of the things that goes when you have a recession. So that was, I remember that just being really up and down, good years and bad years. For me as a kid though, it was pretty nice. I didn't have to worry about too much. It was relatively safe and a fun place to be.
At what age did you move away from Spokane?
I went off to college obviously I was 18.
Okay.
Graduated in 84, went to college at Washington State, Wazoo, of course, because I'm a good person. I've kind of come in and out ever since. I think spent the first couple of summers in Spokane when I went off to college, and then I started going up to Alaska to work in the fishing industry. And I've lived since then. I came back and went to grad school in Spokane, but I've sort of been all over. I've lived in Russia, Alaska, Montana, Colorado, but I always sort of keep gravitating back to this area.
Yeah. I'd be sort of interested in looking at a map of the state of Washington. You have Spokane in the eastern part, then a chunk of land, and then Seattle area and all of Western Washington. And it seems like that part controls the entire state politically and a lot of economic. And how does it, to be in a state, I suppose here in Idaho we could be, that we're up here in the...
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that we're up here in the panhandle. But do Spokaneites, Spokaneans,
Spokaneites, I guess.
Spokaneites, do they look at, they're standing in the state and feel like we're sort of like the lesser child?
I think there's some of that. I think there are people that feel like that. I've never, personally, never felt like that myself. I'm just speaking for me. I've actually always really enjoyed the diversity. For me, if you go, the diversity in the state, both just in terms of the country and then in terms of the people. I've always loved to go to Seattle. I love the greater diversity there in Seattle. I love all the things that are going on. And that's one of the things that, for me, that's always been really great about this area is that within half a day's drive, I can be in an entirely different type of community, entirely different ecosystem. I spent years going across the Columbia Basin into this thinking that was a horribly boring drive. And then I discovered that the Columbia breaks are amazing, right? The Columbia River. I mean, there's an incredible, beautiful country between here and there. The Cascades, the east side of the Cascades, the San Juans. Yeah, so that's kind of ranging from your question. I've always appreciated living in a diverse state, and the fact that there's a larger community on the other mm-hmm. side of the mountains has always been sort of attractive, and I can live in a place that's smaller over here. And exactly. Go visit over there.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you still have family in Spokane?
I still do. My mom lives actually on the property where I grew up, and my relatives still. My great grandparents started the Granite Point Resort up on Loon Lake, and my cousins still run that today. Mm-hmm. And my grandparents on the other side of my dad's family started the Crossett store in Springdale, and it's in Oaksdale now. And they still have
the Crossett name.
It's still there. I've run into people like standing in the line at an airport in Europe and talking, and they're like, Crossett, you're not related to the Crossett store, are you? And yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. Yeah. So it's, I still have family around. Yeah.
One of the things that we have been asking, for you, it's going to be tough because, when you go back home, how does the place look to you after you've been away? But you've sort of stayed in the area on and off.
Yeah, I've just kind of always come and gone out of the area. And for me, when I go back, interestingly, I started in this last couple of years, got involved back in dance in Spokane, and then started dating someone. My partner lives in Spokane. And so and she's actually from New Jersey, and she's been introducing Spokane to me again. I hadn't spent as much time just hanging out. I'd go see my mom, but I hadn't spent that much time hanging out in the city. And it's just really, I've sort of fallen in love with the place again. I mean, I love like Sandpoint's my home, but there's all the bike trails that they've got going on, the parks, all the things that are happening there, the really like interesting music scene. There's a huge dance scene, art. It's really becoming just, I think, sort of an increasingly vibrant place. So, I mean, I hear people also complain, it's not like it was when we were kids, but I actually sort of appreciate it. I think it's just become increasingly cool.
What's your relationship to the other side of the state then? The western side, the city of Seattle and the surrounding area, Tacoma.
I love to go over there. My daughter just moved actually to Bellingham a few months ago, which is a really cool little community. We take our bikes and just park the car and just ride our bikes all over the place and don't even bother to drive the car. I'd love to go out on the San Juans, especially go out to take bikes, bike around, kayaking out there. I'm not a huge fan of Seattle traffic. I'm a white knuckle small town driver, so it's not my favorite, but I do enjoy all the stuff going on in Spokane and in Seattle. So I don't go there often, but I do enjoy visiting. I go there sometimes for work, but I do like to go. Yeah. And like the little communities out and around Seattle, Olympic Peninsula.
Yeah, on the other side of Seattle, when you look at it on a map, you've got the Olympic Peninsula.
Yeah.
Just out there that oftentimes doesn't get much recognition.
Yeah, you think you're on the other side of the state when you get to Seattle, and you're actually not even really close.
Yeah.
The Olympic Peninsula is full of really cool little towns and amazing national parks, coastline, mountains. It's an incredible place to explore.
Yeah, I've hiked in Olympia National Park, and I swear to God, at times I felt like I was in the Louisiana Everglades with moss on the trees and just another world.
Yeah, and the additional benefit of no alligators, which is really, I appreciate.
Exactly, and I don't think there's any grizzly bears. I think there's brown bears, but not grizzly. I felt comfortable. That was my indicator. I felt comfortable backpacking there.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I don't think, if you go to Alaska or here, obviously you've got brown and grizzly bears.
But company.
Yeah, company. the coastal hike, the Ho River Valley is fantastic. You can disappear. I've done that. You disappear for days and just not ever see a soul.
Yeah. The city of Seattle and also really that whole West Coast, everything west of the Cascades is interesting and sort of a unique environment within the United States. It's coastal, but it's not like the East Coast. It's, it's West Coast, but it's Northern West Coast. It's certainly not, people do surf there in wetsuits, but it's not the coast of California
right.
by a long stretch. I just looked it up. The state of Washington owns or operates the largest state ferry system in the United States, second largest vehicular ferry system in the world, after the BC ferries. And Seattle is such an interesting city, unlike other American cities where it's divided by water in so many different places, and the ways of getting around are different than it is in, anywhere else.
Yeah, that's something I think is really attractive there. I love to hop on the ferries and just take your bike and jump on a ferry and go. And the connection also to Alaska, you can jump in Bellingham, jump on a ferry and go to Alaska.
I'd like to do that sometime. I haven't done it.
Highly recommend it. It's fantastic. Yeah, it's one of my favorite things to do. Hop on and just camp out on the solarium on the top deck and put your sleeping bag out on the lawn chair. It's, really, really fantastic.
But it, I guess, interesting because it is, it's coastal, it's built up around that kind of coastal economy, and it's funny to think about from somebody growing up in Spokane, how close you are connected to the ocean in that state.
Yeah, it's right there. It's so very different, and yet it's really just a half-day drive. Something about Seattle I've also really appreciated is it's big, but there's all these really cool neighborhoods in Seattle. So I actually went back and I went to University of Washington for a while and still a coug, but I parked the car and I just ride my bike. There's like the U District there, Ballard, all these little communities that you can just really settle into, and you're sort of in a small little town in the middle of a big city.
And that whole western part of the state on the other side of the Cascades is a different weather system as well. And that influences everything. That influences the architecture. You see a lot of flat roofs out in Seattle. You don't see the same kind of alpine architectural style that is more common in this area and in the Spokane area.
Yeah, very much more coastal.
Yeah. And divided. The state is divided by this mountain range. It's hard to get across. I don't know. Just my comment. I found it does feel like you're entering a different land when you go over the Cascades into that part of the state.
Yeah, pretty dramatic, right? It's like a gateway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to over the top of that pass and you're like, oh, I'm going into Seattle, or you get back coming back this way and you descend down into Rosslyn, that area, and it's like, oh, we're back in Eastern Washington. Here we go.
Well, you guys were talking. I did check, and there are no grizzly bears in Olympic National Park. The only bear species found there is the American black bear. That's why I slept so well. And, I do not sleep well in grizzly country. So I can deal with black bears. So, Todd, before we let you go, I want to ask you, if you had to hang your dancing shoes on a certain style of dance, what would that be, where people would take a step back and say, whoa,
Well, I grew up doing all kinds of different dance, but I think right now my current favorite is like 20s, 30s style swing.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Lindy and Shag.
Now, are there places like in Spokane where they have like dance clubs and you can...
Yeah, actually, there's quite a scene there. And there's starting to be one here in Sandpoint, too, as well. So if you check that out, there's actually a kind of a movement here to be involved and to find kind of about dancing. You want to kind of find a community.
Yes.
Right? So you have a place to go. So I'll plug. So I'm a member of Woodside Swing in Spokane, and they do they meet every week at the Women's Club in down on Cedar, and we do shows and yeah, it's just have a whole community, and it's all around all types of like 20s and 30s and 40s style swing.
Cool, cool. Do you dress appropriately?
If we perform, yeah.
dance like Bing Crosby did,
right.
I suppose. The
yeah.
other famous Spokane knight.
Yeah, that's another Bing. Yeah, Bing Crosby. Yeah, my great grandfather actually used to hang out with Bing Crosby, as I understand. So, yeah, back in the day.
That's pretty cool. Let's see. Anything else? Yeah, as Jim mentioned, we're moving towards the end of our time together here. Anything else you want to mention about the state? Your feeling towards the state of Washington?
Yeah, you know, I guess maybe the one thing I'd mention is interesting here is like we're always, especially in sort of our times right now, it seems like if you're not with me, you're against me or the other. And it's this area for me has always, when people say, oh, you know, you're from Washington or you're from Idaho. Or for me, this has always felt like this inland Northwest has always felt like one community for me. So that just strikes me as odd. Mm-hmm. I'm from here
from this area.
Yeah. So Spokane for me and, you know, Northern Idaho, Northeast Washington has always felt sort of like just different neighborhoods in the same place.
Excellent, Todd. Thank you so much for taking time and know your state, know your community. We now know Washington.